Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to this very, very marvelous Monday. It is marvelous Monday, y'all. Say that. Marvelous Monday. Okay, you are going to have a marvelous day. Now, I want you to say that. I am going to have a marvelous day. Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, we got to start speaking things into existence for us. You want to speak marvelicity into your day. And I tell you, I just spent the whole day yesterday practicing how to speak. I'm talking about to actually verbalize what we want to see in our lives. It's great and it's wonderful that it's a thought, because God had us on his mind, but boy, did he speak the words. He said, let us make man. He said, let there be light. And you know what? The light is still obeying his word. It's still light outside. Well, I tell you, you can speak some things into existence that will live long after you're gone. Well, it's been a tremendous weekend. The past few 3 or 4 days has just been over the top. We welcome you to the show today. Our topic today, forgive, focus, and forge ahead. Let me repeat that. Forgive, focus, and forge ahead. Now, I want you to say that. Forgive, focus, and I'm going to forge ahead. You're going to forge ahead in your business, in your life, in your ministry. Oh, my God. Well, I am excited. I am excited about everything that is happening. We are just living in such an interesting time period. It's such a time period to be awake. You know, we have to wake up. You know, I remember there was a group, I believe it was Teddy Pendergrass and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Oh, about 30 years ago or so, they recorded a record, a song that said, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in here. no more backwards thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. You know, and that just goes along with our topic today, forging ahead. You see, to forgive someone is to be thinking ahead. If we're going to hold things against people, have resentment, have grievances against people, that's going backwards. It happened in the past. Whatever grievance we have against someone, whatever ought that we have against someone, that's looking in the past. But we want to forge ahead. We want to go forward. We want to prepare for the future for what is going to happen. Now, if you have your own business, if you have your career, your life, this is essential to you. We need to forgive. We need to be able to overcome people that have done things to hurt us, people that have hurt us in our past. We want to be able to overcome that so that we can have this great, wonderful life that we all desire deep within us. You know, it's human nature to desire a happier, healthier, and whole life. It's only natural. And when that need is a deep need within each of us, and when that need is not being met, it will play out in many, many other ways in our lives. And so that's why we're here. That's why I'm committed to encouraging people. Let's dig deeper. Let's just go on and, you know, throw the covers off this thing and expose the enemy so that the enemy will be defeated. See, a lot of times we can defeat the enemy and these challenges in our lives if we're able to uncover it, if we're able to expose it. It's only winning a lot of time because we keep it in secret and we try to hide it. But, oh, my God, we are going to expose this thing. So today we're exposing unforgiveness. In order to forge ahead, in order to be successful, have peace in our lives, we must learn to forgive, to overcome the misery that someone may have created for us. And, you know, there was a woman who she was describing some unforgiveness, and she said that some people, they hold on to their unforgiveness. They hold on to their stories of grievance and resentment because it gives them an out. It gives them their excuse to fail in life. You know, it gives them someone to blame their failure on or their misery. You know, there are some people who are just, they're so unforgiving, and they're so miserable, because you cannot, there is no way you can be happy, but you have unforgiveness. It won't, the two don't go together. You have to, for the only, you know, you see people who are so happy and really, really at peace. These people have forgiveness about them. They have forgiveness in their heart. They live lives of forgiveness. They don't carry with them secret resentment and secret grievances against other people. If you have that, you must deal with it. In other words, first thing you must do is you must identify it. You must accept that someone has hurt you. You must accept that what they did was wrong. You must identify it. And then you have to turn it over to the Lord. Just let it go. Let it go. You know, living in resentment and misery is not going to serve you at all. And you are not going to be able to focus on improving the things that you have in your life, so that you can forge ahead and be at peace and be happy and be totally free. Be in a position to not just survive or not just strive, but we want to take it to that next level where we are thriving. You see, some people are just so happy with just surviving. And, you know, there were for a long time, we even heard people say it, oh, how you doing? I'm surviving. But no, we want to do more than just survive. Survive is like you just barely made it out. And then there are people who are, you know, they're striving. They're always, you know, trying to get through and get over what they've been through, but they're not really thriving. And that's with a T. So we got, you know, surviving with an S, thriving with an S, but then we want to move to the level where we're thriving. This is where you're like on autopilot. This is where you're like we were talking before about that. You're in the flow. You're lined up in with the things of God, and you're in the center of his perfect will. Now you can appropriate all of the power that he has afforded you and left here for you. But you have to be able to forgive. You can't hold on to unforgiveness. And so many people, they cannot move to the next level in their happiness and their satisfaction and their life fulfillment because they are carrying around a victim mentality. They have a victim. They have a grudge, an ought against someone. And the saddest part is that sometimes this person is no longer even alive. That's the saddest thing. They got a grudge against someone who rejected them, who abused them, who neglected them, who said something to hurt them, you know, and the person is no longer even alive. But even if the person is still around, you have to let go of that grudge. Yes, it's okay. You identified that they hurt you. You've identified that they were wrong. Now, the only reason that you're letting someone off the hook is that you understand, number one, you're holding a grudge against them. Does not hurt them. Hello? You're not paying anyone back. That's why, you know, God tried to give us an out by letting us know that vengeance belongs to him. You know, you're not hurting anyone by holding a grudge. You're not hurting someone by being resentful of them. They're living their life. They're gone on. They're not even thinking about you. And so we must forgive. Forgive that parent who wasn't there for us. Forgive that family member who did us wrong, or that spouse, or that relationship, that lover, whatever the situation. Forgive the school system that you felt didn't give you a great education. Now, in this list of people that we're forgiving, because we want to be able to focus on our success and we want to be able to meditate and focus on the things that God has super things for us, but some of us are not going to walk into it as long as we have unforgiveness. He even told us that there's no sense of praying and asking him for anything and expecting to get it when we have unforgiveness in our heart. So we must forgive. But there are people who have this unforgiveness, and it's really holding them back and keeping them locked up. And they have a very, very, very long, some people have a very long list of people. And some things that people are being unforgiving about is really just downright ridiculous. I mean, simple things like someone didn't recognize them. Someone got the position over them. You know, that, you know, sometimes, I'm sorry, but that's almost the funniest and the saddest type of unforgiveness is people on the job who, it's not your company, it's someone else's organization. They have the right, in a sense, you know, it's their company. They have the right to give the position to whomever they choose. It's just like God. How can I get jealous or resentful over someone who gets some type of ministry assignment over me or some anointing over me. God has a right to give out whatever he gives out to whomever, whenever, and however he wants. Same thing on the job. Who are we to think that we should have had a position over someone else? And so, therefore, because of that, now we resent the company, or we resent the manager, or the supervisor, or the boss. I'm telling you, it's these little foxes of unforgiveness that is spoiling our vine. Oh, my God, and that just, you know, just saying that, it's the little foxes like unforgiveness that is spoiling the vine, you know. And then we were talking on Friday as we were in Philadelphia at the service, and there was a preacher preaching, and she was preaching about we are the branches connected to the vine. And it just reminds me of, you know, it's hindering us to be able to bear fruit. You know, even in our businesses, you know, we can't be resentful that a customer chose some other business over us. God is not going to honor us or empower us to get new customers when we're resenting and have unforgiveness about something a former customer did. We have to learn how to forge ahead in our success, but it's not going to happen in the absence of forgiveness. We must learn to forgive. Forgive, and now here's another person that we're going to put on this list, because I know our list of people that have hurt us is very long, people that have done us wrong, people that have talked about us behind our back, or maybe even to our face, people that have taken things from us. They had no right to take it. People that have abused our children, even. You know, I knew some people that had a lot of unforgiveness in their heart based on what people had done, not to them, but what people had even done to their children. And again, you have to be very careful about that, because that's truly almost, that's almost like a heart attack. It's almost like a silent killer, because you know, we're so in love. Some of us are so in love and so attached to our children. And I don't have children naturally, but I can certainly understand it. I certainly love a lot of children. So, but the Word of God tells us that there is nothing. He did not say there's nothing except for our children that we should be so attached to like that. And so, you know, we have to be very careful. There are some people who have unforgiveness as it relates to their money. There are some people, you mess with them and their money, you are done. They will resent you. They will hold a grudge. They will never forgive you. You know, there are people running around not forgiving people over $5. I remember there was a young man when I was in my 20s. Who actually murdered a man over $5. This person's life, and this person was about 20 as well. This person over $5, unforgiveness, I can't forgive you because you stole $5 from me. And this person murdered a man, went to jail, had gotten a 20-year, you know, sentence, which he was in a state where the death penalty was not available, was not applicable. And this person did 20 years in prison. They got out of prison in their 40s, and they got out actually on parole, I think, before that, got out and killed another man. You see, you have to be careful. We cannot let money cause us to be resentful, cause us to hold grudges, and to hold this unforgiveness. Some people think that it's okay to, you know, hold a grudge and unforgiveness when very, very, very bad things have happened to them, violations against their person. you know, murder. Oh, my goodness, that's like, you know, that's almost taboo. And I'm talking about, you know, all kinds of people, regardless of what their spirituality is, listen, what their faith is. I know Christians who struggle on a regular basis with unforgiveness, and especially when it comes to murder. Now, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you've seen it. Unforgiveness. Now, look right now what we have in the media with the situation with a major Christian leader. The level of unforgiveness is just unbelievable. And this is for a person that has not even been formally proven guilty, okay? So can you imagine a person that has been proven guilty? The unforgiveness is high. And what I'm saying as a coach, as an empowerment coach and speaker and person to encourage us for success, that we don't want to be there. We want to be able to forgive, and so we can focus on what it is that we need to do to make our lives a success and the lives of those around us, everyone around us. That's our family members, that's our spouses, that's our children, our neighbors, the community, people on the job, people outside of the job, people that we meet at the grocery store, or even people that we just meet in the parking lot of the grocery on our way to the grocery store. But that we must, you know, Jesus has told us, if we don't forgive one another, neither will his Father forgive us. And I just don't believe, and see, some people, you know, we're carrying around unforgiveness as if we don't really believe that. And so, now, if we don't believe that, then maybe we don't believe some of the other things that he has said, like he gives us power to get wealth, and like we can speak things that be not as though they were. If we don't believe that we must forgive everybody and anybody, then maybe we don't believe some of the other things. And maybe that's why some of us are still suffering and in such great lack, because we really don't believe, and we're trying to convince the Holy Spirit that we do believe. And he's like, well, I got evidence that you don't believe. So I think that forgiveness is a big roadblock for so many who are trying to forge ahead in success in their life, success in their businesses, and also success in their ministries. Now, here's the other person that you want to put on your list of forgiveness, and I welcome you to the show. If you just tuned in, welcome to the Coach Releasa Show. It's marvelous, marvelous Monday morning. It's Monday morning, and I tell you, this is the last week that we shall experience of September. We shall not experience September after this. After today, we have a couple more days, and September will be over, and we will already be into October, by October the 1st. And later I'm going to share with you some events that are taking place in the month of October. It's going to be super, super, super October. Every weekend this month is filled with empowerment events. Success is going to happen for you and for me as we forge ahead, as we forgive, as we focus. Now, let's go back to this list for the forgiveness. Now, forgiveness, we need to put on the list also yourself. You know, a lot of people miss that. You know, they put some others on the list, and that's great. But sometimes it's us that need, you know, we ourselves need to go on this list. And we need to forgive ourselves for probably a number of things. Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves for having been unforgiving. Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves for some missed opportunity that we should have taken, and we never got over it, or we never forgave ourselves. Maybe we need to forgive ourselves for some mistake that we've made along the way in our life, and we never got over the fact that we made that mistake. So that just goes to show that the forgiveness could lie in any realm, whether it's internal or external. If someone did something to you, or someone did something against you, or something you yourself did, or something you yourself did not do, you know, we got to learn how to do that so that we can be able to forge ahead. Now, and another reason that forgiveness sometimes is so difficult, because for so many people, it's, again, we said that there are some people who actually think that when they hold on to this unforgiveness, they secretly do it. They're not openly doing it. It's a subconscious move. It's deep in their subconscious mind. They're not consciously thinking, well, I'll hold on to this so in case I ever fail in life, I'll have an excuse. No, not always. I mean, there may be a few people who feel that way, but that's not the average person. The average person is subconscious that this holding on to this pain, this guilt, this whatever, it allows them that when things go wrong, they'll have something to blame. They'll say, well, it was the fact that so-and-so didn't do this or didn't do that. It was the fact that, you know, I didn't grow up here. I didn't grow up there. But we want to let that go. We really want to be able to let that go, and we want to be able to experience the kind of success that is really available. You know, we want to be able to change the stories in our lives. And, you know, we talked about changing our thinking. When we change our thinking, our situation will change. It will change because what we're thinking about the situation is now different, because situations in our lives are viewed through our perception, is how we see it. The situations in our lives are based on how you look at it. Now, if you don't believe that, let me just give you a little quick example and see if you can understand it. Take two children who could grow up in the very, very exact same household, same parents, same bedroom even, sleep in the same bedroom, even be similar in age even, just a year or two apart. But one child could perceive, their perception is that this is lousy. We don't have this. Let's just say that the family is struggling and doesn't have a lot of money to get things and to do things. And so one child perceives this is horrible. We should be able to do. This doesn't make sense. I can't understand it. I'm perceiving that this is bad. So therefore, I'm going to now react to my perception. So this child decides to go out and, you know, cause trouble and what have you, get in trouble and rebel against the parents' rules and regulations, because they say that, you know, well, look at you. Your life isn't much, so who are you to tell me what to do? Whereas the other child in the same household, same parents, same bedroom, perceives that, you know what, my parents are under some kind of stress. Things aren't looking good here, but I'm not going to add to it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to school and do all I can to work as hard as I can so that when I become an adult, I can not have the same scenario going. And that's why we, now look, they were in the same situation with two separate outcomes. How is that possible? And you've seen it many a time. Well, one child perceives it bad and goes off and becomes whatever. The other child perceives that it's bad, but they perceive that it's bad in a different kind of a way. And they all go off and become something greatly successful. How is this possible? It's because of what they perceive. It's because of their thought. And their thoughts made this outcome of the situation different. The situation was the same. Neither child got things growing up. Neither child had it made into shade while they were growing up. The situation was the same. So what changed the situation? It was their perception. It was their perception. And that's how it is with everything that we do in life. It's the situation is changed based on your perception. Okay, it's the same thing with jobs. It's the same thing. I've seen companies where you can take two workers with nearly the exact same background. Both have high school diplomas. Both could have college degrees. Both could have at least 5 years experience. Put them both in the company, but one employee excels. I mean, is constantly getting advanced and promoted to higher levels. The other employee does not. And every year that they stay in that same level, they actually, it appears that it's getting worse and worse for them. Why is this? Well, the one employee's perception is that, you know, it's bad. This is horrible, not a great place to work. The other person's perception is that, oh, this is a great place to work. It's wonderful here. And you see, their situations are different. And that's what we're saying about forgiveness. When you have the perception to forgive, you are going to change the outcome of your situations. It's not going to be the same. It cannot be. It must change. It must change. How do you know that you can do this? Well, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You can do it. You can forgive. You can focus, and you can forge ahead to the greatest success. You can perceive the success that you want to have. You change your thinking. You change, again, let's just say you have a business of any kind. Let's just say you're any kind of business owner. You could be an event planner. You could be a basket maker. You could have one of those businesses where you clean people's homes. You could be or clean offices. You could have a car. You could have an auto. You could have a dealership. You could have a car repair place. It doesn't matter. You could be a. You could have your own medical practice. You could have your own law firm. It's just. You could be an architect. You could be an accountant. A tax. People that do your taxes for businesses, small businesses, large businesses. You could have a limo service. There's so many businesses I can name. There are a ton of businesses. You could be a network marketing type business. Maybe you sell healthcare products. Maybe you're an Avon rep. Maybe you're Mary Kay rep. There's a ton of businesses that you could own and operate. Now, let's just say you are. Here's what you could be. You could own a daycare center. You may own a dry cleaners. You may have a dance ministry. It doesn't matter what business you have. It is your perception that is going to change your outcome. Look at all the businesses that are around you that do the same thing you do, okay? Or look at businesses that don't do what you do. Let's look at, for instance, Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. Most people are familiar with those, too. You see? And then there are others, Krispy Kreme. There are other shops, and there are, you know, a lot of community shops that don't have a big name like they do that also do the exact same thing. But look at it. They're all operating based on their perception, and each one of them are successful in their own right, in their own way. And so you have to do the same thing with your life and with your business. You have to say, I'm a success. You have to say it at your mouth. Say it right now. Say, I am a success. My life is a success. You have to say it. I want to hear you. My life is a success. I am a success. My business is a success. Because I'm telling you, if you don't think that, if you don't believe it, how can you achieve it? If you think, oh, my business ain't that great, then what in the world? okay, if you think my life isn't that great, you know, some of you know that I'm an author. What am I going to say? Oh, my book isn't that great. I tried that. That doesn't work. That doesn't sell books. You know what sells books is when you think it's great. You know what's going to make your business a huge success is when you think that your business is great. I'm telling you, it's in the mind. Now, here's another thing, too, you can see sometimes. You ever notice a person, and good morning, and welcome to each and every one of you in the chat room. Good morning, Miss Pretty and King Renee. Good morning on the switchboard, Cincinnati, Ohio, Custom Care Cleaners, Hope Harper. Good morning, Miss Patricia Martin here in the wonderful, wonderful state of New Jersey. Welcome, welcome to the show today. We're talking today about forgiving, focusing, and forging ahead to success in your life, your ministry, and your business. You have it, so here we are. You have your business, and you definitely want your business to be a success. So you have to state that. You have to say that your business is a success. You know, you ever seen somebody who was, and this is the point that I was going to make a second ago before I gave those shout-outs. You know, you ever notice somebody who they had a product or service or maybe even their own talent? It didn't appear to be, you know, all that, but yet they're a huge success. And you know what? When it all boils down, if you were to check with them, it's because of the way they perceive themselves. They perceive themselves a huge success. And, you know, this is when I got wonderful, wonderful Ms. Q Renee. Ah, wonderful. Minister Elaine, God bless you. Awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. Amazing. She's also a great artist and motivator. And, oh, my gosh, she's very empowering. Minister Elaine, I'm just giving her a shout-out. Bless you, Minister Elaine. I love Ms. Kiva Renee and her family, but I would not even know Ms. Kiva, who has blessed me many, many, many times over from the day I met her, but I would not have even known Ms. Kiva if it had not been for Minister Elaine. I'm telling you, God connections, and I am one of those persons where I just so thank God for the people who have connected me to other people. I'm just like that. And so, Minister Elaine, you will forever, forever hold a special place in my heart because you introduced me to Kiva Renee about, about 4 years ago. And thank God for you. And then for Miss Minister Elaine, you know, I have to so thank Mr. Andre Williamson and also Mr. Darrell Wharton at Continental Airlines, because without those brothers and without them having me come to speak at Continental, I would have never met Miss Elaine. And so, you know, God is just good, and the people that he puts you with. Also, welcome and good morning, Coach K. I tell you, listen, I do not take God connections lightly. I just don't. I really don't. I put them at the highest level. And let me just divert for a minute. I know I was talking about forgiving and all of that, but let me tell you why God connections are so precious to me and so sacred almost in a way, is because about 6 years ago, it was about seven because it was, I had just finished working on my MBA, and Bishop Noel Jones was here in the city of Newark preaching. His brother he has a brother here that has a ministry, and he was here to celebrate his brother's 10th year anniversary. And his brother is a pastor here in New Jersey, at least at that time. But Noel Jones was his key speaker for the service. But he was at Hopewell Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey, and I went over there because Noel Jones was coming here quite a bit in those days, and I was never able to go and hear him because he would always come on a weeknight when I was in class, and I used to always be so heartbroken. But this particular time, I was done with school, I was able to go. And there was a very small gathering for some reason. Maybe that many people didn't know, I'm not sure, but couldn't have been no more than 100 of us in the sanctuary, and the sanctuary could hold at least 1,000. So it was a very intimate, it seemed so intimate. And I was like two rows from the pulpit where he was preaching from. And one thing I remember, he preached a powerful message about there are people that God will connect you with, that you could not have seen them on your own. In other words, if God didn't open your eyes and show you that person, you could have been walking right down the street and they could have been walking right past you and you would not even say anything to them. You wouldn't even notice them. But that he talked about these people that God puts in your place to connect the dots along the way for your divine success. And, I mean, he preached it so hard and so powerful that I never forgot that service. And ever since then, I'm just so appreciative of people that God brings into my life through other people. So, anyway, that's why I wanted to shout that out. And welcome to the show. We're talking today about forgiveness, the power of forgiveness, the power of focusing on what we're working on and the businesses, the success, the career, the job, the education, our lives, our health, and forging ahead in the things that God would have us to forge ahead into, and that is success. And we were talking about how our perception is important, but that if we don't forgive people and things, and we're not going to forge ahead at all. We're just not. It's going to look like we are, but we're really not. You know, we're going to almost be like those little mouse that go around the treadmill. They're going fast, but they're not getting anywhere. We're not getting anywhere if we do not forgive, because you may be able to go 3 or 4 levels with your unforgiveness, but there is going to come, you're going to get to that glass ceiling. You're going to get to that part where you cannot go beyond. If you have unforgiveness, you may go 2 or 3 levels, but you're going to get to a level that you cannot reach beyond because of unforgiveness. And some of you may already be there. You may feel stuck. And so what you need to do is you need to peel off the layers. And so we were looking at all the various areas there could be unforgiveness, whether it's family members, whether it's yourself, whether it's the competition, whether it's somebody who's doing something that you think you should be doing, so therefore we're forgiving against this person, or we have some kind of grievance. Maybe it's somebody who owes us money. It could be somebody. You know, I heard Dr. Creflo Dollar preach once a powerful, powerful message. Oh, about 5 years ago, he was here in the city of, here in the state of New Jersey preaching in the Meadowlands. And he preached, and he's preached this message before. Some of you may have heard him, because he does speak on this from time to time, because it's a testimony that he shares about how someone owed him. And I'm talking about a lot of money. I mean, some of us, we can't get over somebody owing us $10, $15, but somebody owed him like $20,000, $30,000. And it wasn't in this day and time where we know that would probably be a drop in the bucket to him. But this was a time when $20,000 was still a lot of money to him. That he had a grudge against the person for a long time. But then he said the Holy Ghost told him, I cannot release to you the things that I want to give you that's 20 times more than that because of your unforgiving this person who has not paid you back. And he said from that moment, well, anytime the Holy Ghost speaks to you, I'm pretty sure we're going to, you know, have a different perspective. But he said from that moment on, he just let it go. And I think he said the next day or the next week, the other very well-known pastor out in, I believe he's in the Midwest somewhere, or California somewhere, he called up Creflo Dollar and literally gave him his first jet. His first Lear jet was given to him. I can't think of the pastor's name right now. And so, you know, he was just demonstrating through his testimony that our unforgiveness is blocking much of our success. So you want to be forgiving on every level that we can, because why? Success is not just for fun and games. It's not just because Coach Lalisa is on here saying that you should be a success. God said that you should be a success. And he said that he would give us a good success when we are meditating on his word, when we are obeying him, when we're obedient, he will give us success. So right there, for some of us, we can't move to that next level in perceiving how successful we can be. You know, there are people who have great success, and you may think that they have unforgiveness, but, you know, don't worry about them. Don't focus on them. Focus on you. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on your family. What's going on in your house? You know, most of us got enough situations in our own home that we can focus on. Focus on your customers for your business. Focus on your clients. All right? Focus on the people who work with you, your team members. Focus on the relationships that you have. We have to work on our relationships, forgiving those people who we think may have done something to us. Okay. With that being said, I'm going to switch gears here now. With that being said, I'm going to remember to forgive. That's first and foremost, because we can't have the focusing and the forging ahead until we forgive. So that's why forgive comes first. We must first forgive. Now, keep in mind that we have a lot of great things coming along, and I want to tell you about a few of them while we still have time this morning. And again, if you have any comments, questions, you can hit your number one key. We'll take your call, or you can type your question or comment in the chat room, and I will announce it. If you also have any events coming up, if you have anything going on. Well, we have a very important event coming up. That is the Spouses Against Crack Cocaine Abuse and Domestic Violence. As some of you are aware, and some of you may not be, but October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. But there are many people who have been victims of both cocaine abuse and domestic violence. Well, on October the 2nd, there will be a Sisters Praying for Sisters prayer conference. It's going to be held at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church in Newark, New Jersey at 142 Maple Avenue. And their tagline for this organization is Saving Lives Through Community Support. And isn't that the truth? We have to support one another. People need to know where they can go and get help should they be involved with any type of domestic violence. Or we can't. Domestic violence is one of those things you can't pretend doesn't happen, because as sure as we pretend it's not happening, we will get another news clip letting us know that someone else has died or been beaten or whatever, or abused at the hands of someone who is involved with some type of abuse or domestic violence. Same thing with drug abuse. If you don't know that people are abusing drugs, well, you can just turn on the TV channel and watch a show called Lockup. They will demonstrate to you many people who are locked up away in jail. And a lot of it started because of drug use that led to doing some other things. So on Saturday, October the 2nd, there is going to be a conference, and it's going to be held, like I said, at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, and it is the organization Spouses Against Crack Cocaine Abuse and Domestic Violence. Starts at 10:30. It is a free will offering. There will be food. There will be speakers, entertainment. There will be vendors. If someone you know is looking for an opportunity to showcase their community resources, their training program, or what have you, if it is a non-selling item, they can have their table there at no cost. If it is a selling item, the vendor tables are $25. Featuring one of the featured speakers is Dr. Cynthia Hunter. She is the author of Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife, a very powerful, very successful book. Her book was also named as an Essence bestseller. Also, I will be there as well speaking to this topic of abuse and violence. Well, that's going to be October the 2nd. Also, on October the 9th, I will be speaking at a women's conference in the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Pastor Rebecca is having her annual conference, her annual women's conference, and she has Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday all day. She has all day seminars for you and for me. Hers is the Christian Women of Power, 5th Annual Women's Conference, Women on a Mission. She says there's no stopping us now. She herself will be ministering, also Evangelist Patty Roscoe, Evangelist Elizabeth Page, and Prophetess Angie Singletary. And I will be also doing a workshop. So she has two workshops. She will be doing a workshop on Author of the Cry of a Woman's Heart. Her workshop is on relationships. How do I know if he's the one? Put a ring on it and keeping your marriage hot. I will be doing a workshop based on my book, God's Plan for Your Success, and I will be talking about God's plan for your success, living your dreams, and from a mess to success. She also has speakers throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's October the 8th through the 10th. And then, if that wasn't enough, so now we've given you something for October the 2nd, October the 9th, that weekend on the 9th, and also there will be on October the 16th, we are having our 9th annual Praise and Deliverance Conference right here in the wonderful, beautiful city of Newark, New Jersey at the Wyndham Hotel, and that's going to be Saturday, October the 16th at 10 o'clock. We're going to have, we're also going to be featuring Philadelphia's 2008 winners of How Sweet, the finalists of How Sweet the Sound. Their choir is coming. We have a preacher coming from Hanover, Maryland, Pastor Rose Banks, Evangelist Stephanie Talbert from Cincinnati, Ohio, and that is going to be on the 10th, and many, many others will be in the house for that event. And then, for those of you who want to revive, relax, and retreat, well, we are asking that you join us at our women's retreat. It will be held December the 10th through December the 12th at the beautiful Sandy Cove Ministries, which is located in Maryland, in Northeast Maryland. We're going to have some awesome, awesome dynamic women presenting. But you're going to have an opportunity to just relax and revive. You can go to my website, LalisaJWilliams.com. You can begin making your down payments. It's $170, which includes 5 delicious meals, luxurious room, the workshops, the activities, and we have some door prizes. So we have some great speakers lined up for you for our women's retreat, the Releasing Your Inner Power. This is our second women's retreat. So we look forward to you coming and being there for that. You can call 888-714-7776 if you have any questions for that. So we're just going to forge ahead. We're going to keep it going. Well, we thank each and every one of you who tuned in to the show today. We are certainly going to be forgiving. We're going to be focusing on changing our thinking, changing how we speak, what we say, because if you don't focus on it, you see, things will slip by and they will hinder the success that we're all striving for, the success that we want to achieve so that we can just thrive. We don't want to survive. We don't want to just strive. We want to thrive at this level of success. We want to be able to help each other. We want to be able to come together and connect and work together. We want to be able to do things that other people just cannot do. We want to be able to really network. You know, there are a lot of people who are perpetrating a network fraud. They're acting as though they even know what networking is. And I'm so sorry to inform some people who think that they are networking kings and queens and gurus, but they are not even close. And I'm putting myself in that. I have a lot of work to do on networking, but I am trying. But here's what I know about real networking. Real networking, Ms. Patricia Martin, says that I have a connection over here on the north side. I actually not only tell you about it, but I actually introduce you to my connection. And I get for you what I would even get for myself. Okay? For instance, I have a friend, and, you know, we call each other nephew and auntie, and he's a movie producer. He's a filmmaker. He can do all of that. Then I had another friend who was new in the industry at that time. So here's real networking. Real networking is that I go to my producer friend slash nephew and say, I need you to help this young man. Okay, that's real networking. Real networking isn't just, you know, you tell somebody about an event. No, no. Real networking is where we're actually doing things for one another. For instance, what I had shared earlier about Minister Elaine. She said she did real networking because she went to Ms. Kiva and said, you need to have Lalisa come and speak at your group. She knew the woman had. See, so anyway, we can do that teaching on another day. I think as a matter of fact, you know what, since we only have 90 seconds left, you know what? We're going to end the show right here, and I'm going to do networking tomorrow, real networking. And I'm going to give you the tips and tools for real networking because, y'all, we got to take this to another level. We can't just be like everybody else. So thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning into the show. For those in the chat room who stayed with us for the entire show, thank you, thank you. We so greatly, wonderfully appreciate you. Thank you for those of you who stay tuned on the switchboard. Go have a wonderful, powerful day. And don't let anything stop you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.